Good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
This is not going to be a talk in the typical sense. It's going to be more instructive in terms of a particular aspect of our practice, which is bowing. Bowing originates, I think, in the East. It's not just in the context of Buddhism that bowing arises. It's also cultural. Probably arising out of the practices, the spiritual practices, but it also becomes a cultural way of behaving. The practice of bowing has, usually it starts in India when you trace history, but there's some suspicion that it even was existent before the Indian religions. But in any case, this practice of bowing was transmitted from India to China to Japan throughout the East, and then much more recently, it came to the West. Now, initially, back in the late 50s, early 60s, when Zen and the other Buddhist practices, the other Eastern practices, started coming to the United States, bowing was greeted with mixed feelings. And since the most of the teachers that came from the East to the West were men, there were some issues regarding what does bowing mean, particularly when women are bowing to men. So there was, some issues like that going on in the feminist movement at the time. So in our practice, in Zen practice, there is nothing submissive or subservient about bowing, about the practice of bowing, whether we bow to the altar or we bow to each other. The history, mythological, but the history goes back to the Buddha. And the Buddha was originally involved in a community of practitioners. And he eventually removed himself from that community and just decided to sit and not get involved in all the other activities of that community. And he was somewhat shunned by his former community because of this action. And then as the story goes, one day, of course, he experienced the great enlightenment. He revealed for himself his fundamental oneness with the universe. And of course, along with that came peace and serenity. And he was walking down a road one day, and he encountered a number of his former meditation mates. And it said that when they saw his countenance, when they felt his energy, without thought, they just put their hands together and bowed. And they were bowing not to the Buddha, not to the person, but to the enlightenment that he had experienced. The stilling of the mind, the becoming of one with the universe. So that's really how we take up the issue of bowing in our practice. You're not bowing to the authority of the teacher and, or anybody else's authority. We're bowing to the Buddha in each of us. You know, Dogen said that we don't practice to attain enlightenment. We practice because we are already enlightened. And so when we bow to each other, we are bowing to that potential in each of us, that potential for enlightenment that it already exists but is covered up. So one of the bows that we do in our practice is called the Gassho, G-A-S-S-H-O. Now each bow is done with the same energy, the same mindfulness that we do when we're sitting with the breath. It's not something separate. It's just another expression. So when we're putting our hands together, when we're bowing, we do it completely, with complete presence, with complete attention and care. Now, there's two types of gassho. They're really very similar. And, over time, if you go from Zendo to Zendo, unless you go to someplace like Zen Mountain Monastery, which is a very strict practice, these two sort of blend together, but it's important that you know the difference. And the first is what is called a firm gassho. When we put our hands together and the palms touch, they're not together like this, but the palms touch, and the tips of the fingers are just below the tip of the nose, and the arms are not at a 45 degree angle like this, but probably somewhat like this. But a lot of the times with gassho, we do it with our arms dropped like this. But the firm gassho is like this. And this is the gassho that we use when we enter the zendo, when we take our place, or we greet our teacher. It's a little bit more formal. Now, the other thing is, going along with gassho is what's called shashu, S-H-A-S-H-U. So we make a fist with our left hand and we put our right hand over it like this. When you enter a zendo, whether it's a retreat or just weekly in the zendo, as soon as you come in and you've placed your shoes, you really should walk around the zendo in shashu. So you're either walking like this or you're using gassho. Okay, so what's called a firm gassho, again, just to repeat it one more time, is the more formal gassho. And then the other one is the gassho of no mind, but you don't have to worry about the name so much, but it's a more informal one. It's where we, like this. This is the way when we walk out to go do kin hin, our arms are dropped like this. Or if we're walking in the zendo and you greet somebody, good morning, you put your hands together and you do gassho. Then it's not all the way down. You know, it's just more like that. I mentioned, like if you go to Daisan, for example, teacher and student greet each other in the formal bow. So this is used for greeting. And your hands are not flat together; they're more relaxed. And it's also used for kin hin. And I don't know what your experience is, but I remember from the first time that I did gassho, there was a feeling that I had in my body that was incredible. You know, it really is a symbol of and an actualization of our fundamental oneness. And there's just something, just doing that. When I just do this right now, I feel more connected and closer to you guys. So there's something very powerful, and it's called a mudra, you know, all these different hand gestures, but about this mudra, about this doing this gassho. Now, there's a quote here that from Dogen Zenji, who once said, "As long as there is true bowing, the Buddha way will not deteriorate." And it goes on to say, "In bowing, we totally pay respect to the all-pervading virtue of wisdom, which is the Buddha," which is what I was saying earlier. We're not bowing to a person. We're bowing to the Buddha in the person. And then the other bow, which the gassho is part of, is the deep bow, which is very formal. Now, in some traditions, when you go to Daisan, you do a formal bow. Really, we do it here. And in the beginning and the end of our service. Master Obaku, who is famous for bowing, was Rinzai's teacher. He was also famous for his frequent admonition to his students, "Don't expect anything from the three treasures." Time after time, he was heard to say this. And one day, however, Master Obaku was observed in the act of bowing and was challenged about his practice. "You always tell your students not to expect anything from the three treasures," said the questioner, "and yet you have been making deep bows." In fact, he had been bowing so frequently and for so long that he had a large callus on his forehead at a point where it touched the hard floor. When asked how he explained this, Master Obaku replied, "I don't expect, I just bow." So, I don't think, though, in our zendo, we have to go to the extreme of having a big callus on our forehead. I certainly don't want one. So, any other questions about bowing or entering and leaving the zendo, and you know, just the person across from you should return the bow, that kind of stuff? Anything else? Okay, thank you.